Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So is there such a thing as a maternity unit that is not baby-friendly? This year, only two hospitals in New Jersey received the designation baby-friendly from UNICEF. That's up from none last year, by the way. Joining us now, and maybe we'll get to some of those controversial public health questions with her, is Mary O'Dowd, Commissioner of the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services, to discuss why this is significant for the state's hospitals. Commissioner O'Dowd, so nice to have you on WNYC. Thank you for doing this.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Baby-friendly hospital. What does it mean for these purposes?
Well, first of all, the Department of Health really encourages women to breastfeed their babies because of the many health benefits for both the mom and the baby. And we're doing two things to try to support that effort. One is to build awareness of all of those benefits and really to try to support a cultural change to support those moms who choose to breastfeed their babies. And the second thing we're doing is working with our hospitals to make them more baby-friendly. As you said, I think most hospitals are trying to be baby-friendly, but what we're talking about here is a specific program that's supported by the World Health Organization and UNICEF that dictates a number of rules. It's 10 different steps to help hospitals become more supportive of moms who want to breastfeed their children, and that's this baby-friendly designation.
So this is all about breastfeeding, and I know you're a big advocate of trying to expand the percentage of mothers in New Jersey who breastfeed, which is only in the 20s by the time you get to the 20-something percent range by the time you get to 3 months old?
Right now, nationally, we know that 75% of newborns are breastfed at birth. But then before they leave the hospital, half of those babies have been given formula. And then at 12 months, which is the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that babies are fed only breast milk for the first 6 months of life and continued breastfeeding for the first year. And at 12 months right now nationally, only 24% of babies are still breastfed. So what we're trying to do is improve those scores.
Some moms don't want to be pressured to breastfeed and might say, this is all politically correct. Leave me alone.
Well, I think that's true. I think this is all about supporting moms who want to breastfeed their babies. And I think that there are some women who actually can't breastfeed their babies because of health reasons. And so all moms are doing their very best to help their babies and raise them into healthy young children. But what we do know is that the mothers that want to breastfeed aren't always supported out in the community or in those first few days in the hospital. So what our initiative is really supporting those moms in their choices. And if they choose to breastfeed, we want to do everything we can to help support them do that because we know about these health benefits.
Your son, who was born last year, congratulations.
Thank you.
Was breastfed only for 6 months, I understand, no bottle. Did you find it hard to fit that into your busy work schedule as Commissioner of Health of the state of New Jersey, which requires you to travel all the time and other things?
Well, it was tricky. I think all working moms have challenges balancing work and continuing to breastfeed their babies. But I was able, with a really supportive work environment and family, to make it happen for my son. So I'm very excited about that.
So do you have advice for other working outside the home moms who want to breastfeed but find it difficult to maintain?
Well, I think one thing that they need to know is that they have a right to have breaks at work as a nursing mother so that they have a reasonable amount of time to express milk at work and pump so that they have breast milk for their babies during the day when they're at work and their babies are being taken care of somewhere else. And so they have that right. If they have any issues with their employers, they should make sure they go to their human resources department and talk to them about the law that the Affordable Care Act specifically says that they have the right to that break time. And I think the other thing is just do the best you can. Every mom is trying to do the best that they can, setting goals for, you know, what they can do as a mom is a tough thing for every woman. And I think that what they can do is just try to build a support network around them, both at work and at home, and work together to try to achieve the goals that they set for themselves and their children.
There are two sort of contradictory messages here, I think. One is that the research indicates that breastfeeding is so good for your baby. But at the same time, you're saying you only want to support those mothers who want to make that choice. If the public health research is so rock solid, why not even be a little more prescriptive and say, you really should breastfeed?
Well, we do try to encourage all women to breastfeed. We know that, for example, for the mother, mothers who breastfeed, they have lower rates of breast and ovarian cancer, anemia, and even osteoporosis later. And breastfeeding also is a great way to support new moms to bond with their newborns and help them lose that pregnancy weight. So we see that there are significant benefits for the mom. But as much as we want to encourage women to breastfeed, they certainly need to make the decision that is right for them in consultation with their physician as well as their pediatrician for their baby. And there are some women that really don't have that as an option because of their own health issues. So we know that they are all doing their best, but we also know that many women choose to breastfeed, and we really just want to make sure that we make a difference for those women. We know that 75% of newborns are breastfed at birth, so if we just supported those women and they were successful, that's a significant increase in the number of women and children who are breastfed a year later, because right now we know that that drops down to 24%.
New Jersey Health Commissioner Mary O'Dowd, my guest on WNYC. So breastfeeding is important. What else would you say your public health priorities are in the state as health commissioner?
Well, one of the things that we've been working on is a Shaping New Jersey partnership. This is a public-private partnership now with 200 different healthcare, nutrition, fitness, and business groups that are focused on many different goals around the reduction of obesity. What they're trying to do is change the culture of our society to move from obesity prevention efforts that focus only on the education of the individual to a cultural change, making our environments more easy to stay healthy. So to make the healthy choice the easy choice, breastfeeding promotion and supporting women who choose breastfeeding is one of those initiatives. But we also have a series of other things, such as providing grants to local communities so that they can make bike trails and walking trail maps in their communities, providing grants to support community gardens so that individuals, especially in urban environments, have access to healthy foods. So one of the things that we see in the state of New Jersey is a crisis around obesity, and it's a national challenge as well. And one of the things that we see is so important is trying to support and make a cultural change so that it's easier for people to stay healthy, eat nutritious food, and have access to exercise.
What do you think of New York's public health mayor, Mike Bloomberg, as a role model for government's place in urban health, especially with respect to obesity? Obviously, we were just talking about the ban that he wants on large sugary drinks in a lot of restaurants.
You know, I think that there are always challenging balances between supporting businesses and organizations as well as promoting public health and good nutrition. I think it is a positive discussion for the community to be having about what are the negatives around these sugary drinks. So even if this action doesn't move forward into law, he's already having a positive impact on society by having the discussion. So many people don't realize how many calories that they drink in those sugary beverages, and that they're empty. And when I say empty calories, I mean that they don't have any nutritional value. And just replacing those drinks with not high calorie drinks or water makes such a big difference on the health of those individuals. And we do have challenges. I heard the commentary around diabetes. We do have a significant amount of challenges around the lifelong chronic illnesses associated with obesity. So that's why New Jersey has taken a creative step to try to bring together all different types of organizations in our Shaping New Jersey partnership. Just last week, I announced the 200th member, which was a restaurant called Muscle Maker Grill. And their focus, and it was our first restaurant to join the partnership, mm-hmm. Their focus is on providing nutritious fast food. And I think that speaks to the same issue. People are busy, they're living very full lives, and they need easy access to food. And unfortunately, easy access to food so often comes as unhealthy fast food. And this is an example of a restaurant that's making fast food nutritious. So they only use whole grains and high protein foods. So that really They're providing quality, nutritious food to individuals in a quick, easy way.
All right. People will want to know where that restaurant is now that you've described it that way. Do you happen to know offhand?
There are a chain of them throughout multiple states. There are some in New Jersey, and they have a website so you can look up all of the different locations.
Called what again?
Muscle Maker Grill.
Okay. Let me get to one other issue, because I read in your bio that as deputy commissioner, you fought for increases in state funding for charity care at hospitals. Who uses most of the charity care in New Jersey? I assume that's for people who don't have insurance.
The charity care in New Jersey is for those individuals who don't qualify for Medicaid. So they have some income that makes them ineligible for our Medicaid program. These are the individuals that are uninsured and often are our working poor. And so New Jersey hospitals, unlike most other hospitals across the state of New Jersey, the country, are required to treat every patient who comes regardless of their ability to pay. Across the country, that requirement applies only to emergency services, but New Jersey's hospitals have a higher threshold. They have to treat them for all types of illnesses. Mm. And we see this as a partnership between the state and our hospitals. And as part of that, we provide almost $1 billion worth of subsidy to our hospitals for their treatment of the uninsured.
Really, $1 billion? Because one of the arguments for the individual mandate by Romney in Massachusetts and Obama nationally is that it spreads that cost to all healthy individuals where they say it rightly belongs and no longer makes taxpayers who are insured pay twice, in effect. Have you costed out how much the state would save if the individual mandate were in effect?
Well, I think that the individual mandate right now is in the hands of the Supreme Court, so we'll wait and see what they say. It is difficult to cost out the different options and how things will work or not work as things potentially move forward. But we in New Jersey already provide a significant amount of funding to the care for our uninsured, so we're prepared to move forward if the Supreme Court rules.
All right. Mary O'Dowd, Commissioner of the Department of Health and Senior Services in the state of New Jersey. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, how to get your kids into science education. And one of the ways might be just to look at the sky at about 6 o'clock this evening. Do you know what's coming up in the sky at 6 o'clock this evening? We will tell you in a minute.